And so on. Taking that moment to become conscious, to become aware of your awareness. To be aware of your body. To be aware of your energy bodies, in other words, your aura. To be aware of your mind, where most of us live out of 80% of the time. Becoming aware of, there's like a stream of thoughts. So becoming aware of the thoughts. You are not the thoughts. You can't be aware of something and be that at the same time. You are the awareness. Becoming aware of energies moving around in you. Emotions and physical sensations. You are the vessel in which all of that is happening. You are the consciousness in which all of that is happening. You are a being of light. You are a being of light that is infusing light into matter. As a being of light that holds the spirit and the soul, the feminine and the masculine energies, as one and brings them into matter, you are an embodiment of divine essence. So we're just right now, we're just dropping into that vaster field of conscious awareness that goes way beyond your mind or the lower part of your mind, let's say, because there is such a thing as your divine mind. Your divine mind is what is completely connected to and fed by the sacred heart space, which is the home of your soul. So let's just start dropping into that sacred heart space more and more. Your true home, the true center of your being, deep in the heart space. It's almost like you can inhale, like you're inhaling into the heart. And when you exhale, you're just dropping deeper into that heart space. Deep, deep. the power of you using your breath intentionally is very hard to even conceive at the mind level. But this is what you're doing right now. You are using this body and its breathing process as a way to bring yourself into deeper contact with the essence that you are, deep in that heart space. Inhaling into the heart space, exhaling, dropping in even deeper into it. Feel the expansion. It's like the more you come home, the more you expand that energy. It's literally your natural state. Your natural state is to be in that heart space and feeling that expansion, feeling that frequency of love. And all it wants to do is spread. All it wants to do is expand its rays so that all of your body, all of your being receives it consciously. Like, just take the time to realize that's the natural flow of breath. It's like inhaling into the center of a sun and exhaling, emitting, sending that out as the rays. Inhaling with a deep intention to connect to the light that is already within. Exhaling with the intention of emitting it, sharing it, offering it. And the more we do this, the more light it generates. It's actually, there's no limit to it. There is no limit to the expansion of the light. Well, it's just like we're just doing this in our heart space right now. Inhaling deep into that central sun, exhaling, allowing your consciousness to expand into all the rays, expanding, expanding. Inhaling into the heart, exhaling, expanding the rays of the Sacred Heart throughout the body, through the skin, through the aura, through the boundary of the aura. We are centering ourselves deep in that heart space. This is where that union of soul and spirit, this is where you truly reside. And it is from here that we will emit intentions towards our body, towards ourselves. So let's actually start by admitting something as simple as just health. The energy of health, healthy cells, healthy emotions, healthy thoughts. Healthy just means, you know, life conducive to the expansion of life. And breathing with the intention of love. That offer love to your body and your cells and all the structures of your being. Is the highest frequency you could ever offer. Love and joy. Joy is even, it's just like, it's the energy of love that's being expressed. But we like basically we want our body and our cells to feel that we are a willing participant in this. We're not trying to control the process with our mind. We are allowing the intelligence of the body, the intelligence of the cells, and the universal intelligence of the universe. We are opening up to receiving it and emanating it and awakening it within us because it's already there. Some of the work tonight is being done in silence, so just stay receptive. Let your heart take over. Deep intentions emanate from the heart, not the mind. I am open. I am willing. I am ready. And we just ask this universal intelligence to awaken what is already within us so that these physical doorways through which these higher frequency energies can come and talk with the light already within ourselves. It's like we're just opening the door. We're saying, I am able, I am ready, I am willing. And the first one we want to work with is the entire skin. Your skin is made of millions of cells. And just like where we're doing that breathing, where we're inhaling into the sun, into the heart, like it's a sun, and exhaling and expanding its rays, with your intention, I want you to start breathing into every single cell of your skin like that. Your intention is that every inhale you take amplifies the light already in the heart of that cell. And every exhale expands that light like rays of a sun. And what we are doing right now is we are clearing any frequencies that are in the cellular membrane that would make it hard for it to receive the new energies. That's it. Like, we don't need to aim and go see every cell. Heart-based intentions have a global reach. Inhaling deep into the heart of the cell, where that spark of light of your soul and spirit united as one, inhaling right into that, connecting with that, and exhaling, just bringing that forward as rays through all of the cell, through the membrane of the cell, of your skin. Right now, we're making sure that the cells are clear enough to be able to receive this communication from these new particles coming at us. We might as well just call them particles of awakening, because that's what it is. Awakening to what we truly are. So just keep doing this. And like, you can even like just do a process where you're kind of like inhaling and exhaling out of the pores of your skin, if that helps to kind of like focus the process with your skin. There are pores everywhere on your skin. Thanks, Source, to support us in this process of ensuring that the cells of our skin are ready to receive, that the dormant, it's like dormant energies in our cells that know exactly how to capture these particles, how to receive them. And we're just asking for that awakening. Yes, good. So a lot of these new energies, they are the ones that we're working with tonight. The two types of particles we're working with tonight are the solar particles and the pranic particles. So what happens with the solar, like the beams of solar energy that come at us, is that all the cosmic rays, all the deeper information from the cosmos that's coming at us now, they also get, their intelligence goes into these beams of light. So it's like just becoming aware that your skin, the cells of your skin, are upgrading themselves into this new ability to absorb, into an ability to absorb higher frequencies coming at us from the universe. And even though there's no sun right now, I want you to play this little game with yourself where you have this moment of connecting with a beam. Connect with the beam of the sun. Like you can inhale it all the way into the heart of each of these cells and exhale it throughout that cell. Even imagine that you are surrounded by the energy of the sun. And you are receiving it through all of your skin, the front, the back, the head, the fingertips, the everywhere. Imagine that. Imagine that you are surrounded by solar energy. And you are inhaling in through the pores, through the cells of the skin. And this is the beauty of this work, is we're letting the cells, we're letting the intelligence of the cells do this process. When you are inhaling in these energies, all of these energies that will be coming in more and more, as you inhale them, they know where to go. You don't need to try to direct with your mind where they need to go in your body. Your cellular intelligence knows. The universal intelligence coming in and connecting with the cellular intelligence knows exactly where it needs to go. It knows which tissue needs it most. It will communicate directly with your central nervous system. No mind involved in this process. The mind can rest and receive. We breathe in, we inhale these solar energies, and your exhale is just you let your cellular intelligence do the work. Your mind does not need to get involved with this. Inhaling, bringing it in, exhaling, allowing it to go where it needs to go. Deep, deep work. Can you surrender? Can your mind surrender and allow a much deeper intelligence to take over? Letting your cells and their intelligence and the vast intelligence of the universe, let these two communicate together. Let them do the work in your body, in the physical cells and the photoluminous cells of your energy bodies. A couple more breaths. It's like inhaling, you're inhaling. Like you're bringing in these frequencies, you're inviting them in through all of your skin, the first physical doorway, Inhaling into all of the skin. Exhaling, allowing that energy to go wherever it needs to go in your cellular structures. It's like there's like so much stuff that happens in the heart too while we're doing that. And that's a really, really cool idea to manage to feel that at the same time. Because we are always remaining centered in the heart. You're in the heart and you're feeling into the rest. You're feeling into the skin. You're feeling into the aura. It's like these solar waves and there's so much galactic information in there too. For me, some of it looks like very magenta. It's got a magenta and a kind of shiny, almost silvery. It's hard for our mind to understand, but there is so much information in these rays, these waves, these particles. So much information. Letting your cells receive. Breathing into each of the cells of your skin, breathing out, allowing that energy to expand and communicate. Like cells communicate together in like a fraction of a second. It's like waves. Well, I really want you to take moments during your day where, you know, maybe the early sun or the late sun, but just like doing this consciously, going outside when there's sun. If it's cold, then, you know, whatever, you have like a coat on and stuff like that, and you can receive it through your face. But taking the time to consciously do this. You consciously doing this is what amplifies it and allows you to awaken the light already in you and generate even more of it and amplify it and feed even more of the field around you. You know, like our job here isn't only to take life in. There's a constant process of inhaling and exhaling, generating light and sharing light. All right, and just take the time right now to come back to breathing with the heart like we were doing at the beginning. So bringing all of your attention back, centered into the heart space. We are inhaling deep, deep into the sacred heart space, the heart of the soul, the home of the soul. And exhaling, we are sharing the emanations, sharing the rays of that central sun with all of your body, all of your aura. And I'm seeing like a really nice kind of crystal pink, light rose. Inhaling into the heart space, exhaling, sharing, spreading this consciously through all your body, through every single one of your cells, through all of the tissues, the organs, the glands, the bones, the skin. And just take a moment to notice when you're exhaling these rays out from your heart and they go through your skin into your aura. Just take the time to notice, to have discernment. Something's different. Something's different in the skin. Almost like, I want to say like more electricity, but it's not really the right word. It's like there's energy currents. It's almost like micro nerves in all of the skin that can feel the energy more. Let's work a little bit on the nostrils as the two of the other doors. So the way we're going to do this, very simply, I just want you to open the palm of your hands, like just rest your hands on your legs with your palms facing upwards. And what we're going to do is with this deep heart-based intention, we are putting in our hands the frequency of our heart and that deep intention that we had of I am ready, I am willing, and I am open to awakening in the cells of my nostrils, awakening these doors through which higher frequency energies can be circulated through my body. A very, very simple intention. Doesn't have to have all these words. It can really be as simple as I'm putting that intention from my sacred heart space to open up and receive these energies. And when you feel like it's in your hands, because for me, I can already feel it. I can already feel a difference of frequency in the hands. You're just going to bring your hands up. You're just going to bring your palms so that they're facing each nostril. Like you can just look at me if you don't, like literally just right in front, putting the palms in front of your nose and very, very, very gently. I want you to do some very conscious breathing because the way the energy goes in through the nostrils, and the yogis have known this forever, is they call it like Ida, and it has two names. It goes into the nostrils and it crisscrosses, it does like a crisscross down the spine. And whenever the two lines meet of the energy lines of the nostrils, that's where we have chakras. So we're just bringing in that intention. We are breathing it in, consciously breathing in that intention. And you can even sense through the intelligence of your body how that energy flows. It enters each nostril and then they cross each other in this like spiral kind of, and they go down into the spine. Just a couple of breaths, bringing that into the nostrils. And then when you feel ready, you can rest your hands. And just become aware. Become aware. Like, I can already feel more cells waking up in my nostrils. Conscious breathing is an incredibly powerful art. So breathing in through the nostrils, and it's like you're breathing in and all the way down the spine, all the way through the energy centers of the body, throat, the heart, the plexus, the sacral, the root. When yogis practice that alternate breathing, there's like an alternate breathing technique you can do where you exhale and inhale out of one nostril, and then you block that nostril and you inhale and exhale out of the other one. And then you just keep doing that for about 3 minutes. And it's recognized that one of the main effects of that is it completely balances out the two hemispheres of your brain, because it brings you back into your center. So just right now, just enjoy. It's like, it's almost like you're breathing in through your nostrils with a new consciousness. Allow yourself to become aware of these particles of prana, that there's some everywhere in you, and there's some everywhere around you. And they love communicating together. So when you do conscious breathing, slow, deep breaths through your nostrils and bringing that energy, feeding all of your energy centers with it, allowing that to come down into the chest, torso, the hips, all the way down. Letting that energy circulate. It's always circulating, but what we want to do here is become more and more aware of it so that more energy can circulate, because you're generating more prana. You generate more, you emit more. So understanding this, right? You're inhaling slowly through your nostrils, bringing that in your body, and exhaling. You're exhaling out, you're emitting it. It's been amplified by the fact that you consciously brought it in and brought it into union with the prana already in you. And then exhale, bringing it out and sharing it. Amplifying your role as a light being, to be the light and breathe the light and emit the light. And doing this consciously amplifies it. And there is no limit to that amplification other than, you know, like the boundaries of dimensions. And right now, these boundaries are very, very malleable. So the way that this universal intelligence communicates with the intelligence of your cells is a direct, it doesn't go through your mind. It directly communicates with the cells, and the cells directly communicate that information to your central nervous system. And your central nervous system is all inside of your spine. There is this shiny, shiny white substance inside of your spine, and that is your central nervous system. It is made of a very specific kind of cell, and it is a very, very electrical cell because it is able to communicate so quickly. Like, your central nervous system is constantly aware of everything going on in your body. It knows exactly where something is needed. So allowing this to happen as you are consciously, slowly breathing in through these physical doors that are your nostrils, breathing in, bringing in these higher frequency energies coming. Some of them are solar, some of them are prana. There's other ones too. We haven't talked about those yet. But I want you to understand that they're already coming in more. They are all the energies that are going to permit a massive cellular transmutation, a major transformation of our systems and structures. We are letting that come in. We are breathing it in through our nose. And it's like we're just letting it like flow into the spine. Letting these particles communicate with the cells of your spine. Funny for me, that energy looks more like very, very light, light, light blue. Like super vibrant, shiny light blue. So do this really consciously. You are inhaling through your nostrils. You are bringing in these transmutational light particles. You are breathing them in. They are going down through your central line. They are feeding your spine. They are informing the cells of your nervous system. And exhaling, as you're ready to, you exhale. What you're doing with your intentional exhale is allowing your central nervous system to spread that into your body for it to go where it needs to go. Inhaling into the nostrils, down into the spine. Exhale, allowing your central nervous system to communicate with any part of the body. There's actually these little nervous endings that come out between each of the vertebras. You know, your central nervous system is in the spine. And then between each vertebra, there's like branches of that central nervous system that come out. The ones in your neck, they go up in your head, and lower neck, they start going into your shoulders and your arms. And all the ones where your ribs are feed all of the major organs of your body, like your lungs, your heart, your digestive system. The ones in your lower back flow down towards your legs. And the ones near the tailbone and the sacrum feed the reproductive system and the hips. So this is conscious breathing at its best, inhaling the prana into your nostrils, allowing it to communicate with the prana already in you, amplifying it, bringing that down the spine, inhaling it all the way to the bottom of the spine, filling all of that up, exhaling, allowing the central nervous system to send that out. Right? I'm seeing like light blue, but whatever color comes to you, play with it. Let that universal intelligence let it play with you. Yeah, it's like inhaling, letting that prana flow through the spine, exhale, allowing it to be exhaled through all the energy centers. There's no limit to this. How much space you're willing to hold and intentional movement of your consciousness you're willing to bring in your body, that's all that determines the amount of new energies you can bring yourself into harmony with. Couple more breaths. Really follow that movement, like the energy comes in through your nostrils and then down the central line. And then exhale, you allow it to expand through the nervous system, all the way down your legs, all the way down your arms, all the way through the organs, through all the energy centers, out of the top of the head, out of the feet. Your nervous system has a Wi-Fi part, right? Which is all of your ability to feel into the field. So just a couple more intentional breaths. Into all of the spine, exhale, expand it, expand it, expand it all the way past the skin, into the aura, all the way to the boundary of the aura. I am open to receiving. I am open to allowing these new frequencies to awaken and expand the light that is at the heart of every single cell of my being. Share with you right now that what I'm feeling a lot is the sacral and the lower throat having an expansive reaction to this. These two centers represent the energy of creation, unconscious creation and conscious creation. And these two centers are being very activated by this right now. And this is good. All right, and now come back to the heart. Come back to that deep breathing. That deep breathing into the heart space. So you're inhaling into that central sun. It still looks very, very crystal rose to me, very light pink. Inhaling into that central sun. Exhaling, beaming these rays throughout all of your body and all of your field. feeling that soul connection more and more. You are being and breathing from your heart. And your exhales are simply you sharing that. Like if there's an intention, it's such a simple one. It's just from the heart. May these physical doors calibrate in a way that I receive the solar energies and the pranic energies and all of the transmutational energies coming in with ease and grace. I already feel some of the other ones like opening up. So like let's just take a little moment of just very simply, it's almost like a little kiss we're giving to these other doorways, letting them know that we will be activating more of them too. I really feel the one from the mouth right now. So just kind of scanning very quickly. There's one in your mouth. There's also two where your ears are. Yeah, I feel this really strongly. And your eyes. So just a very, very little glance, just like your consciousness leaning into that a little bit, to these doorways of the eyes, of the ears, of the mouth, and of the belly button. Aware of them, it's almost like we're just letting them know, like, yes. All right, just a couple of integration breaths, right? Inhaling deep into the heart, exhaling, expanding that field. Integration. Thank you, like gratitude. Thank you, body. Thank you, self. Thank you, universal intelligence. And let's not forget, thank you, mind. Let's have gratitude for our mind. So it can start coming to terms and understanding that this is not about abandoning the mind. It's about we are in the process of evolving into a higher expression of integration. And the mind isn't going to be abandoned, but it's not going to be used the same way. It'll be in a much deeper harmony with the heart. So just thanking our mind. And thanking yourself because this isn't necessarily easy work to do. There could be a lot of energies that react and resist. So thanking yourself, have some, you know, have that moment of like, kind of pat on the back, like, thank you. Thank you for doing this with me. If there's anything you need to write down as you're coming out of feels nice and expansive. Everyone okay? Yes. There's about 10 minutes left. I'm more than happy to receive anything that you want to share. This is some really big work. So like really, please do this on a regular basis. Like do this conscious process of breathing in the energy of the sun through your pores. And really doing this deep conscious breathing, you know, like all yoga is, that's the idea behind every yoga and every pranayama, which is like the breathing exercises that they do. Like you consciously doing anything of that nature amplifies it so much. So not only do you, like, it's not about receiving it as much as you amplify it in you. And that's what you receive. Like it's not, you're not receiving something from someone else. You're amplifying it in you, and then all of your body receives it more. All of your cells receive it more. And there's like, it's almost like a party. It's like a cellular party going on, because they're kind of like, woo, you know, like it's just like the frequencies go higher and higher, and it's almost like a little like bubbly, yummy, like, and the higher the frequencies go, the less dense we're going to be. And, you know, like the less dense we're going to be, the less we're going to need dense things like what we consider food right now. It's such a weird conversation to have, you know. You know.
So I wanted to mention something.
Yeah.
Ooh. I remember reading in a magazine one time that these people would go up in mountains, mm-hmm. and they would just breathe and meditate. Mm-hmm. And they would be able to do, I don't know, for months at a time, not eat anything.
Yeah. No, it's like some yogis, like there's like, you know, these images of like someone that goes and lives in a mountain somewhere alone for like 20 years. Like they're up in a mountain living, like you think they're like farming shit, you know, like they're, you know, like a lot of them are literally feeding on the prana. It is absolutely possible to do that. For most of us, it, you know, when you're in low frequencies, when you're in fear-based frequencies, your body needs a lot more food, right? Because it's like anywhere you're calibrating under 200 in like kind of like consciousness level, it's like animal instincts take over. And it's like, then you need food and you need like, you know, meat and stuff like that. Like But some of them do it with prana directly, like that's a lot what the yogis do. And other people do it with sun. You know, like there's a really good documentary called Eat the Sun. It was on Netflix for a while. And this guy just wanted to try it. He's like, I want to see what this is about. And he started interviewing people that have been doing that. And he even met one person that it had been almost a year since they had eaten food. Like dense food, like they had tea and water and stuff like that. But because what happens is that the more you're feeding your system with that, the less you need that other lower frequency type of food. Weird parts with that we don't think about is, and that's what came up in the documentary that was really cool, was that all of these people that were able to pretty much transition to almost only feeding themselves with solar energy directly to the pineal gland. Because the way you do it is you're supposed to, like, you look at the sun in the first 40 minutes and the last 40 minutes of the day. When you can literally look at it without needing to squint, that's the only time you'd look at it, or else you're actually going to, like, burn your iris and stuff like that. But what happens is that it's very hard to maintain social relationships when you no longer eat. And it's like, you don't think about that, but that's what they were explaining. Like, one of them, he ended up going to live alone, like in the desert somewhere, because it was just too fucking weird, you know, like, you know, the big Thanksgiving meal and this meal and that meal, and then let's go have a drink and let's go have this. And all of a sudden you don't do any of these things anymore. And even if you do go out with them, you don't eat or anything. And then they're all like, why? Like, so it ended up, these people ended up going through a process of feeling, they didn't feel ostracized. It's not like people rejected them. They just eventually stopped wanting to be around other people that still depend on eating food a lot. So it's like weird things that you would never think that. But it's really fun to do that. Like you know, Caroline, like you live close to the marina. Like me and Olivier used to do that all the time. We would go like every night at the last 15, 20 minutes worth of sun. And we would just like literally just keep our eyes open so that, because it's like the pineal gland. It's direct food for your pineal gland. And your pineal gland is what regulates like your hormones and a whole bunch of stuff, including your hunger and stuff like that. So very interesting stuff. So yes, Lewis, it's not just in books. Yeah.
So nice, Raju, to see the sunrise, or in a way, the light for you to be there. Where it's pitch black here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for me, it's tricky here because I don't manage to eat the sun a lot here because it's all sunrise here. And I'm more like sunset kind of, like I have a lot of difficulty getting up early in the morning. So what I do is like as soon as it's like around 5, I just go sit outside. Well, when it's sunny, which is like 90% of the time, I go sit outside and I just like really consciously, you know, breathe it in through my skin, because I can't really stare at it. Like, no. I'll let you know if I manage to get up at 5 in the morning, but I don't think that's gonna be happening anytime soon. Yeah, if you can actually watch sunrise, right on. But I enjoy sunsets more. Personally. Raju?
Yes, the meditation, the part where the breath into the spine was very strong. And I can literally feel your energy getting higher when you breathe in spine. Yes. Your vibration getting higher. That was the thing I noticed the most, and
right.
it literally wake me up, because I was a little bit sleepy.
You actually do get to watch the sunrise right now, because it's like 6 in the morning.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, no, like it's spine breathing is really fun. Like, I don't know if you remember in day four of that Facebook thing I did last week, that was a big part of that meditation too. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Yay. Thank you. All right. So is it, am I on time here? Anybody else want to share something? You got 3 minutes? Oh, all good? All right.
Thank you.
Let's have fun in 2 weeks. We're going to kind of work on some upgrades in the cells to discern the energies even more.
Thank you, Julie. That was great.
Oh, you're so welcome. Nice to have you back with us, Tylan. Yay. And everyone, Anna, Camille, bonne soirée, Raju, bonne journée. Tylan, have a good day, because for you guys, it's morning. And
thank you.
Jeanette, Louis, Caro, love you. Love you all. See you soon.
Love you too.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.